Greetings, pilgrims. This is Monday of your first full week of Lent, known as the sixth day of Lent, and this is your Lenten daily devotional. It's Pastor Bob, coming to you from our studios in Arthur, Illinois, and we've got a special time together, I can tell you already, just in preparation and review. Every part of this devotion today hits my heart and pierces it and moves me and touches me and opens me up, and I put a smile on my face and can feel the presence of God. Amen. So, not to raise expectations or anything, but I encourage you to settle in, really, and you know, just invite the Spirit in totally, completely, fully right now. Just take a second to do that. I want you to be prepared for this. We have our apple harvest candle. We have our green tea. And we've got a whole bunch of birds singing in the forest. A little bit of guitar. Well, let's get on with it. Amen. Today's devotion starts with a scripture reading. And isn't it interesting and godly that we're going to hear Psalm 51, 1 through 17 again today for our devotion? And Mary Alice Mulligan will make some comments about it that are really spot on. And then we'll do a little reflection. And we're going to close with a very special meditation at the end. Very unique. But I want you to think of Ash Wednesday, if you were on that service, when Ed Caller, about the middle of the service, recited this very psalm and these very lyrics to us in one of the most touching and moving ways, honest and real ways I've ever heard it. So that's how I want you to hear it for yourself today. So let's start with Psalm 51, verses 1 through 17. This, as Ed told us, is a psalm of David regarding the time that Nathan the prophet came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Well, Nathan not only came to him, but he nailed him with his teachings and led to David declaring himself guilty of this grievous sin. And here's the psalm that emerged from that, from David's heart. Every word to hear a sermon. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my shameful deeds. They haunt me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner. Yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from the heart, so you can teach me to be wise in my inmost being. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to sinners, and they will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that I may praise you. You would not be pleased with sacrifices, or I would bring them. If I brought you a burnt offering, you would not accept it. The sacrifice you want is a broken spirit. A broken and repentant heart, O God, you will not despise. What a powerful, powerful psalm for today, as it is for Ash Wednesday. Mary Alice Mulligan shares this with us. She says, many people mark the beginning of Lent using this scripture, meditating on it on Ash Wednesday. Amen to that. Check. But as we head into our first week of Lent, this is our first full week of Lent, actually. This scripture reminds us that we cannot be holy on our own, no matter how hard we try. We cannot be holy on our own, no matter how hard we try. When we look at ourselves honestly, you know, our sins are quite obvious. We know we do things we shouldn't. We ignore things we need to take care of. We neglect to share our abundance with those in need. We pretend we are better persons than we are. The truth is, we cannot get much better on our own. We cannot get much better on our own. What do we need as we head toward Jerusalem? Three things. First, we need to get honest. Second, we need a broken and contrite heart. And third, we need God. We need God. If our transgressions are to be blotted out, it will only be by the mercy of God. Lent gives us that opportunity where we can admit that God already sees fully into our hearts. God knows the truth of our being. And only when we acknowledge our need for God are we able to rejoice in the grace extended to us. You see, holy forgiveness cleanses us and promises to create a clean heart within us. And don't we all need that? Now some reflection time. If you have a notepad or something to take notes on, or just in your own heart, after that psalm and that devotion, as you contemplate your life during the season of Lent, we got some questions for you to ask. This is part of the getting honest, the first thing we need to do, the getting honest segment of our Lent. First question. What would your clean heart look like? What would your clean heart look like? Second, what would be different in your life with a clean heart? What would be different? Would your actions be different? How so? Would your attitude be different? In what way? And third, the clincher, would anyone be able to tell? Would anyone be able to tell? That's the Jesus question, isn't it? And if so, how? What would it be about you that's different? Well, for our closing meditation today, we've got a real treat. We're going to go back to the book of Psalms, but this is going to be a bit different. We're going to hear the 23rd Psalm. Between Psalm 51 and Psalm 23, we're getting the best of the lot, folks. But this is a psalm contained in a special psalm book called the Bay Psalm Book. No expert on the Bay Psalm Book, but here's a little bit, enough to be dangerous. In 1638, right, in the Massachusetts Bay Colony in the New America, some folks wanted to print a new psalm book that they had written. They had written the psalms in metrical form, all of them. And they figured that would be a great book to have. If there's going to be one book to have, let's print that one. So they decided to print it. And they sent back over to England for a printing press and a printer. And in 1640, 2 years later, the Bay, what's known today as the Bay Psalm Book, was printed. The first book printed in British North America. Today, there are known to be 11 copies of the first edition out there. 11 copies. And maybe even more interesting to you, maybe not. In November of 2013, just a few years back, one of those copies of the first edition was sold at auction at Sotheby's for a record for any book at Sotheby's. Go ahead and take a guess how much that would have sold for. Try this. $14,165,000 for the family's old psalm book. How many hands has that book passed through? I wonder if any are still in the family. I imagine so. So here's the question before we hear the psalm. If you had one of those copies handed down within your family for all those years, those decades, those centuries, and you knew you could sell it on auction for $14 million or keep it in your family and pass it on down, you know where I'm going, what would you do? What would you do? I mean, $14 million. I think some of us would at least think, if I sell this for $14 million, then I'm going to give glory to God with that whole amount, right? But then not having that to pass on. Anyway, let's get to the psalm. Now you know a little bit about the Bay Psalm Book. Here's their version of the 23rd Psalm. We're just going to hear it once. The Lord to me a shepherd is. Want therefore shall not I. He in the folds of tender grass doth cause me down to lie. To waters calm me gently leads. Restore my soul, doth he. He doth in paths of righteousness for his name's sake lead me. Yea, though in the valley of death's shade I walk, none ill I'll fear. Because thou art with me, thy rod and staff my comfort are. For me a table thou hast spread in presence of my foes. Thou dost anoint my head with oil, my cup it overflows. Goodness and mercy surely shall all my days follow me, and in the Lord's house I shall dwell so long as days shall be. Let us pray. You alone, merciful Savior, you alone can put a new and right spirit within me. Oh, Jesus, today I ask you, I plead with you, I urge you, I allow you, I let you, I surrender to you. Have your way with me. Amen.